An international human rights group has accused U.S. law enforcement agencies of targeting American Muslims in abusive counterterrorism sting operations. Human Rights Watch has released a report saying the FBI targeted people who did not appear to have any involvement in terrorist plots. It says the FBI went after particularly vulnerable people, including individuals with mental disabilities. The report is based on some more than 215 interviews with defendants, family members, attorneys, and experts. The report specifically cited 27 cases, including the case of Boston-based Rizwan Firdaus, who was sentenced to 17 years in prison for an alleged terrorist plot. The federal government has prosecuted more than 500 terrorism-related cases since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001. But Human Rights Watch says its findings show many of the defendants would never have committed a crime. On the line from Washington is Imam Abdul Alim Musa. He's the imam of a masjid called Al-Islam in Washington. Imam Musa, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, mosques were particularly targeted during these operations. The revelations by the Human Rights Watch are nothing new. We've seen this happen over the years. How do you interpret this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, we live through this. We call it, in legal jargon, it's called entrapment. Most of the cases post 9/11 and some pre 9/11 are what we call entrapment. That is where the government goes to the individuals or the group and offer them money and offer them weapons and offer. They encourage the people. They incite the people. They push the people. They urge the people toward this act of terrorism. One group, when you mention incapacity in New York, the African-American brothers, one Pakistani guy had got some case with the federal government. They let him out to go and tap some brothers in the local masjid, and the imam told the people, stay away from this man. But he pursued these individuals, offered them money and weapons and what have you. This is the case where the individual was driven to a Jewish synagogue in New York, and the government agent placed the bomb on the premises and then brought the person there with him that they wanted to entrap. Then they had arrested the entrapee. When they brought these four brothers to court, one of them was being treated for mental disability, and I think he was on Thorazine or Prolixin, one of those psychic drugs. And the judge had asked him, did he know what was going on? And he answered in the courtroom with court reporters, I think so. In other words, the person was drooling at the mouth. He was psychologically incapacitated, but he was being tried for terrorism and had nothing to do with terrorism. The calendar is full of these type of cases. This goes back to the counterintelligence program for black people in the 1960s, Puerto Rican Liberation Movement in 1960, the Communist Party in 1956. We have had the Red Scare of the 1920s, all of these have the same basic pattern, that the government encourages and incites people to do something illegal, and then they arrest those people for even considering the project.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Imam Abdul Alim Musa with the Masjid al-Islam in Washington. Imam Musa, we appreciate your comments here on Press TV.